This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
Call her right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice at the Tim Hortons Iceplex. This is Friday, April 11th, a 21-plus event, and there's going to be live entertainment, food, drinks, raffles, and more, all benefiting the Holy Childhood, and it's hosted by Queen Breezy.
You guys, I love Holy Childhood. Very near and dear to my heart. So very excited for this. And it's going to be the biggest party of the year.
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Oh, hold on.
There we go. PXY, who's this?
Pick it up.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name, man?
Steve.
Steve, you are caller 8! Steve. Do you have what it takes, buddy, to go head-to-head with Breezy?
Y'all, easily.
Okay.
Oh, he goes easily.
All right, Steve, listen, don't swear whatever you do. I just need you to talk some trash to our girl Breezy before she leaves the room.
Okay. What am I supposed to say to her? Anything I want?
Anything you want, hey, just without cussing. Just go ahead, talk some trash.
It's too early.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Love the engagement.
All right, Steve, five questions, buddy. What town are you representing?
Avon.
Avon, Steve from Avon. We're going to question one.
Bring it home for Avon, Steve-o.
5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. Question one, Steve, what is the largest country in the world?
Russia.
Going with Russia. Question number two, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, Steve?
Michelangelo.
Final answer?
Michelangelo.
Final answer. Question number three, what is an eight-sided shape called?
Octagon.
Going with octagon. Let's keep this train on the track, Steve.
Question
number four. Before He Cheats is a Billboard hit recorded by what former American Idol winner?
Carrie Underwood.
And question number five, what is Taylor Swift's lucky number, Steve?
13.
Going with 13. All right, that's all the questions are on the board right now. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room, Joe. All right, Breezy. We're going to tally these up for our boy Steve, see how well he did. Not too shabby. We're looking at 5 out of 5. That's pretty good, Steve. Nice job, buddy.
Just one more time for the people in the back. Is this accurate, or are you going to come out at the end and be like, I mean, you really got 4, but that's okay.
Joe, you backed me up on this? He's got 5.
No, that was 5.
5 out of 5, okay. Question number one, Steve, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to Queen Breeze. Breezy, what is the largest country in the world?
China.
Question number two, Breezy. Who painted the Sistine... who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? It's pretty obvious.
I don't know.
You know.
Picasso?
I'm going with Picasso. Question number three, Breezy. What is an eight-sided shape called?
Octagon?
Final answer?
Yeah.
And question number four, Before He Cheats is a Billboard hit recorded by what former American Idol winner?
Carrie Underwood.
And last question, what is your girl Taylor Swift? What's her lucky number?
13.
That's correct. All right, let's bring Steve back up here. Hey, Steve, how do you think Breezy did, buddy?
Terrible.
Oh, my God. No, you're so mean.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got 5 out of 5, and she got... 3 out of 5. That means you got yourself the tickets.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, buddy. Let's run through the board real quick, shall we? Yes, Russia is Russia is the largest country in the world. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? That was Michelangelo. Breezy said Picasso. All right, of course.
I'm not up to date with my artists.
And then, yes, an eight-sided shape is called an octagon. Carrie Underwood had the Billboard hit Before He Cheats, and Taylor Swift's lucky number is 13. For whatever reason, Steve knew every one of those. Hey,
Very weird. Very weird, Steve.
All right, Steve, listen, I need you to say, my name is Steve from Avon, and
my name is Steve from Avon.
And I just beat Breezy.
And I just beat Breezy. Easy Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 63 for the high today. Big news coming to the Port of Rochester. A new business.
The Bass Ferry.
Charlotte, I wish. It's coming to the Charlotte area after the city recently approved the development of a new eatery from the owner of Whiskey River Pub and Grill. That's coming to the Port of Rochester. This location, I mean, as you know, there's been a series of short-lived businesses there. But owner Bob Eust is optimistic about this new venture. It's Whiskey's Upper Deck. It's only going to make both places thrive to be the best of both. So I think that's why we are excited, he said. But construction is underway for Whiskey's Upper Deck, which will be located right on the second floor of the Port of Rochester in the terminal building. And the new restaurant is going to feature live entertainment, a rock and roll, jazz, blues decor type of theme. It's going to be a cool vibe. You know, people like to be outside and on rooftops in the summer, and what better place to do it than down at the lake?
Period.
The patio is going to be just a fun deck, and there's going to be a lot of adult-style games. There's going to be a bar both inside and out with live music, and they're going to do that four or five times during the week, plus a much larger menu. Regular customers are looking forward to the new addition, and they said the target opening date for Whiskey's Upper Deck is Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that'll be fun. That will be fun.
This, I remember this space at the Port of Rochester first opened to the public in 2009. Do you remember when it was Pier 45?
No.
It closed in 2013.
I was a freshman in high school.
Then it was, you were still drunk all the time. You were going, you still had a fake ID.
Period.
Still.
Fake then, ID at age 14.
It was then later taken over by Jetty at the Port, which closed in 2021 during the pandemic. Some say this location has been cursed. I disagree. It's just going to take somebody with a fresh mind to come in there with new ideas and turn it around, baby. And that's what's happening. So plan on this opening up Memorial Day weekend. Coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 for there I said it. Text or call us with all of your unpopular opinions and hot takes. The messages are already coming in. We're going to get to all of them coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
Ringy ding ding. You got a hot take? Let's hear it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it. Big Chuck's here. What's up, Chuck? I'm sick and tired of servers constantly screwing up my order because they don't think they need to write anything down. You're not impressing anyone. Just write it down. Maybe you will get a bigger tip next time. There I said it.
Chuck's fast.
Chuck. I've always been impressed with the server that can take 12 orders and remember all of it. I'm like, you don't want to write that down? You don't want to write it down at all?
Why are you so anti-writing down?
Some places tell you you're not allowed to write it down.
Why?
The place I used to work at didn't let the servers write things down.
Texas Roadhouse.
What place is that?
It was a local place near where I grew up.
What is it?
Webb's.
Oh.
Webb's is where the food is. No, that's Webinator. That's Zeb's. That is different.
I'm not sure.
They got like, is it like a Tom Waltz?
I don't know. It's a local.
What did like they
Italian,
serve?
Like,
it's
like,
Italian food.
Not just Italian, but like.
So not everything. Burgers and fries.
They do that for bar food at the end of the night.
But... We're not. It's not that important.
Okay. So.
He's like, so what do they actually, like, what do they have?
Wait, what's the short order cook's name? All right, let's
so
go over to Matt.
Annoying.
Let's go over to Matt. Big Matt in the house.
Everyone's big.
Someone needs to have my girlfriend admitted. I have never in my life met anyone who thinks sleeping without a pillow is comfortable. Even people in coffins have pillows. It's so bizarre there I said it.
People in coffin have pillow. Perfect. Love it so much.
How does one sleep without a pillow?
My neck would be snapped in half.
I asked my roommate that when he first moved in.
Oh, he doesn't sleep with he doesn't.
Why, did you guys share a bed?
Of course.
Of course. Still do to this day, even though you have a girlfriend.
Who do you got over there, Breeze?
I want to do mine for today.
All right.
Because I'm rattled. Mine for today is this. I don't know how many, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, depictions of Natalia Grace we really need. There, I said it.
Oh, did you see the new trailer?
Oh, yeah. Brand new. The Good American Family. Wait,
for those people that don't know who that is, tell them who it is.
Natalia Grace is this I don't even know if she's a young girl. It's still TBD. The jury's out.
We don't know.
She has dwarfism, so she looks way younger than she is, even though they like think she's seven, but they changed her name to be 22. And then they said she was going to kill the whole family, and then she was like, I don't even know you guys. It's just really weird. She was adopted from Russia. If you haven't heard about it, I'm not sure what rock you're living under, because they have done every single documentary on her on every single platform. Hulu, HBO Max, Lifetime. I'm like, what are we do? Independent docs. Like, it just came out with a new one with Meredith Grey, whoever that is.
It seems creepy. I'm not going to lie. That whole trailer seemed creepy.
So I started watching it, and I was like, how are they going to... Who is going to play Natalia Grace, considering the fact that she does have, you know, this rare dwarfism, malfunction or whatever it is.
A malfunction.
Not malfunction. Disorder, excuse me. That was the word I was looking for.
How are you doing with your malfunction? Pretty good. Pretty good.
So I was like, who's going to play her? They just have like a normal size 7-year-old. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
The plot's getting lost is all I'm trying to say.
I'm telling you right now. They think she's seven. I'm telling you she's 45. I'm telling you. I feel it in my gut. Anyways, let's move on.
I'll wrap it up with a beautiful little bow. They don't need to keep making any adaptations of this story. They've done The Orphan. They've done the Hulu doc. They've done a HBO Max doc. They've done a... I'm done. It's all good.
Let's do it from the cat's point of view, shall we? All right, let's go over to this person. The whole school reunion thing needs to be not a thing anymore. There, I said it. Nobody wants to chat with anyone they graduated with from 10 to 20 years ago. And if they did, they would already be doing it. I went to my 10-year school reunion and 12 people were there. We graduated with over 380.
Yeah.
Never again.
That was mine. We did. I'd say like 25 to 30 people showed up, which I thought was a really good turnout because I didn't think anybody was going to come. So,
Intern Joe, what's your there setup for today?
Your car shouldn't be able to turn unless you turn on your turn signal.
Oh.
Yeah, I almost got hit.
Again?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Not much luck, man, huh?
Yeah.
No such luck.
I'm sorry to hear that, but everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I slammed on the brakes.
Well, if that was my car and I slammed on the brakes, I'd be head on into someone else because my brakes don't work.
There goes your hubcaps.
There it goes.
Alexa says, when is March Madness going to end? I just want my boyfriend back. Basketball is so boring. There, I said it. Yeah, well, guess what, Alexa? As soon as it ends, then the Masters are going to be on and we're going to get a full weekend of golf. And then before we know it, preseason starts for football. It's just going to be great. It's going to be so good.
This person says, jury duty is fun. There, I said it.
It could be, depending on the crafty services that come in for that day.
I feel like you would thrive in a jury duty situation,
even though
you're not allowed because you're media. But
I'd still like to be a part of the jury.
Like, you love true crime.
Love it.
You would cut your left arm off to be a part of solving any type of forensic problem.
I don't know about the arm.
Free food.
Free hotel. Well, depending on where. That's not always the case.
Why?
Sometimes they allow you to go home.
Oh.
But
you can't watch TV, I thought.
You can't do any of those things.
So how do they trust that?
They take your word for it.
Nah, I don't love that.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. And then we'll go to the most toxic man in Rochester, Breezy's favorite human being.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. I find it weird when people introduce their wife as my beautiful wife. If your wife is really beautiful, then it will be evident to everyone else. Other than that, it just comes off as bragging. I would never say my beautiful wife to people. Only because she looks like me and I don't find myself to be beautiful. There, I said it. This guy needs to be admitted. So toxic.
It's Big a Ed, lot.
Thank you for your contribution this morning, buddy. We really appreciate you texting in. I speak for nobody but myself.
I think I might block his number.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.